And it's possible we have interference due to all the wires.
Please. Drop it. Drop it. Thank you. We're not going to squeak that right now.
This week on the Savvy Citizen Podcast, we're taking a field trip over to Belmont. We're taking you inside the new Belmont Bookshop, learning a little bit more about the owners, Brian and Christina, and about why they decided to start an independent bookshop here in the city of Belmont.
Oh, yep. Ready.
So we're inside the new Belmont Bookshop, and we're taking kind of a pseudo tour here with the owners, Brian and Christina. Want to thank you both for giving us a little bit of a tour of the bookshop. Now, this used to be Twisted Sugar, right? For people that know kind of downtown Belmont.
Yes. Yep.
So what inspired you to want to start your own bookshop? Because this, you both have full-time jobs, or at least Christina, in your case, you are getting ready to depart your full-time job, but and feels totally different than anything kind of related to running a bookstore, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I have a background in retail management and event planning. So a lot of those facets will come into play with this, but books are new for me. I read a lot, but selling books and buying books are new.
I work as a landscape architect and an urban planner in Charlotte. So for me, the community activation, the Main Street activation, connecting with community, creating a better place for us to live and reside and meet other people from within the community is a big part of the bookshop.
How long have you been in the Belmont area?
Almost 5 years. Easter will be 5 years for us, and absolutely love it. I grew up in Florida. Brian grew up in Houston. We met in Florida, lived in San Diego for about 5 years, and then we've been here for 5 years. Wanted to get back to kind of the East Coast and the South, so we love it.
I mean, you've got to be really dedicated to the South if you move from San Diego, because that's one of God's most beautiful creations in all the world. Other than the housing prices, yeah, it's just about perfect.
It was definitely an adjustment, but for reasons that we were willing to adjust. And
yep. It is San Diego is amazing. Yeah. Access to mountains and ocean, wonderful food, absolutely beautiful weather all the time.
Good
no
beer.
Bugs. Good beer. Yeah.
This week's episode brought to you by the San Diego County Tourism Bureau. One of the interesting things that caught my eye when I was first walking through the bookshop was this book right at the front counter by the register, and looking at it, it's basically like, you know, why Amazon is such a problem sort of thing. And it's as a society, we've become so addicted to the ease that is Amazon. But it's talking to Brian and Christina, some of the things that we get with convenience of Amazon, we lose some of the other things in terms of community and connection. And that's some of what they're hoping to bring back and to instill into the community with their bookstore. So I'm looking at the front of the desk here, and this caught my eye right away. How to resist Amazon and why? And one of the questions that I wanted to ask, because obviously you've seen massive, you know, book retailers that have gone out of business in the past 10, 20 years, and Amazon obviously at the heart of that. So what led you to want to start a bookshop and kind of be this, you know, insurgent against the tide of the way things have been going in retail culture?
I don't know if we're an insurgent as much as we are a community place. I mean, that's what we offer. We sell books and we sell plants and we sell games and puzzles. Hopefully records soon and beer and wine, all these things. But the heart of what we're doing is a community place. It's not our term. We'll gladly admit that we've stolen it from somewhere. I don't remember. But we want to be a third place in our community. Plenty of customers who have come in the door have been very excited and thankful that they have a place like this to come in now to meet people. I mean, one of the best things that we see is someone comes in with a book and they grab a glass of wine and they'll be reading, and then they'll peek over at the next set of chairs and see someone else reading a book that they just finished that they're interested in, and now two strangers have just started a conversation, and hopefully that builds into a greater friendship. So, I don't see us as an insurgent so much as we're just focused on creating community and creating a place for people to come and hang out, and we offer a completely different experience than ordering online.
Absolutely. And speaking of that community element, you guys have already done events with some authors, right?
Poets. Yeah, we had recently the City of Belmont Sip and Speak, the first annual Sip and Speak. I think speak for anybody who was in attendance that it was a great success, not here, but Belmont Yoga.
Nellie's and Bliss Gallery hosted,
yeah.
Poets.
Yeah, and I think everybody was packed. I think everybody had a great time. We had nothing but good feedback. So that's another objective of our presence here in Belmont, is to be a place for people to express their creative abilities and their work. We have plenty of local authors and artists, as well as consigners, who either don't have a huge platform or are just local to Belmont, and we want to help them succeed just like everybody else in this community.
That said, we did have a local author in December during one of our pop-ups.
We did.
Did a book signing as well.
That's correct. I forgot about that.
Now, y'all are currently closed on Monday, and we've only been here for maybe 15 or 20 minutes getting set up and getting ready to do the interview. And in that time, this is now about the fourth or fifth person that's walked up to the door, kind of checked the hours, looked inside to like see if maybe you're going to let them in.
Yep.
So clearly, the foot traffic is already probably a good thing being here in the downtown area.
Absolutely. Being on Main Street was our number one priority because of the foot traffic. We're in a fantastic location, but the community support and how many people have been asking us, when are you going to open, you know, when are you going to expand your hours, when are you going to open on Mondays, has been really cool. So I'm excited to start opening up at 10 a.m. every day in the next few weeks. And, you know, as we kind of work through a lot of our construction stuff still on Mondays, which is why we're currently closed, but the plan will be to hopefully be open full-time hours soon.
So you mentioned construction stuff. What else do you have that's still kind of going on or in process?
There are a lot of like painting things that we still need to get done, a little bit of light construction work. We're working on our book murals still with some wonderful donated books from the community, which is cool. Getting some new bookshelves set up.
Light construction.
That we'll have, yeah.
I think what you said.
We're not talking about like knocking out walls or...
No.
All of the walls got knocked out a while ago. Yeah. That was our January project.
Yeah. No, we got light construction. What you see right now is a lot of blank walls. And what we'd love to do, and we're starting to do, is fill it up with local artists. Get
awesome.
Other people in here. Again, showcasing their work, talking about things, looking at things they wouldn't normally look at. So that's, I think there's a lot of tidbit construction. I'm looking around and I'm seeing stuff that I need to touch up paint on or whatever. But
trim that needs to be re-nailed,
it's a growing experience.
Major.
Yeah, it's growing. I mean, we knew going into this that we wouldn't be 100% of our vision day one. So
sure,
we're trying to chip away at that every little bit that we can.
It's been cool to continuously expand it though and change it. There are a lot of people who come in weekly and they say like, it's been really cool to see the transformation week to week and the new things that you have. And several people have come in recently that have said, you know, we were here during your pop-ups in December when we still had the plastic sheets on the walls the temporary walls were still up from the old location and things like that. So it's been cool to see the transformation that we've been able to do so far.
So looking along the wall here, as you walk into the store, you see kind of these two walls on either side where you've got the wall of books. Obviously, you know, it's a small bookshop. You're never going to have the size and selection of a Barnes & Noble or something like that. So how do you go about deciding what you want to put in your collection? You know, is it based off of feedback? Is there some sort of a go-to list for bookshops? Like you want to have X amount of fiction, X amount of nonfiction?
So a lot of it is based on the initial approaches. It's called a Rossi order, but you kind of give your space, your size, how many bookshelves you will have, and booksellers will give you a recommendation on what you should carry.
Interesting.
So then we kind of pour through that list and say, well, this is missing, or I don't need this, let's remove that. A lot of what is in here are things that Brian and I love, things that we have read, want to you know, show to other people. They're things that our family has recommended or friends. And a really big portion of it is community recommendations. There's a whole section of an author that we didn't have, you know, somebody came in and suggested, you don't have any of Neil Gaiman, and we got a whole set of it, and it sells, like it's awesome. So there's a lot of community recommendations in here as well.
Big part of that too is we want an environment where when you come in here on a Saturday, there's a lot of people walking around, and we don't have a lot of space, like you're saying. So
sure.
When you get in here, what's great to see, and one of my favorite things, is when two people that don't know each other will be looking at the shelf saying, oh, I read this, you should totally read this. Mm-hmm. Or so our customers in our community become advocates for the books on the shelves, which makes it even more welcoming to people and differentiates us.
That's awesome. And in the display case, as you come in the front door, you can see a smaller bookshelf. You see a lot of books on display there. And then there's a very prominent place for a nice dog bed. And this is the world's best greeter here sitting at my feet. Tell us a little bit about your four-legged friend here.
Libby is very much a great shop dog. She has been wonderful. She likes to sit by the front door and greet everyone when they walk in. Sometimes she loves to lay across the threshold of the front door and people have to walk over her when they walk in. Mm-hmm. But she's amazing. She just, you know, watches everyone as they walk by. She loves to kind of walk up if people are sitting in any of the soft seating and get some pets. She is excited to come to work every single day. And then around 7 o'clock, she gets really tired and she puts herself to bed.
Wow.
And then she's, kind of passed out for the rest of the night. So she's got a full day's work in.
Everybody's working hard around here.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's for sure.
She's currently asleep right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's like you go to winery sometimes, you see the winery dog. This is the bookshop dog.
This is the bookshop dog. Yep.
I wondered, is it possible to go up and see the little nook?
Yes. Yeah. So that's our kids' treehouse, the kids' reading room. Absolutely. We can walk up there.
So when you walk in the Belmont Bookshop and you look straight to the back as you're coming in, you'll see kind of a colorful, almost fence-like feature, greens and blues and whites. And there's this little staircase as you're walking up. And if you're tall like I am, you can kind of peek over and see just the hints of the different children's books. Oh, and now I'm going to have to duck because, again, when you're tall like I am, you don't fit in nooks very well. So this is definitely a great place for kids.
So this was a wonderful idea that Brian had to design it as a treehouse. So we made pickets and painted them like if kids were building their own treehouse. We've got a beanbag chair by the window and tree stumps to sit on that are comfy and not actually made of wood. But we really wanted to design a place where kids felt comfortable coming up here and parents have, you know, space to pull out a book and read to the kids for a little bit. And we'll do our story times and stuff up here, which is really fun.
It's a lot of fun to see kids come up here that, again, don't know each other, or families that don't know each other, and there might be a grandmother or a parent sitting up here reading to their kid, and all the other kids will pull these pads out, these little stumps out, and start listening. And again, it's building these bonds in the community, and it's been really fun to watch.
Well, and it's such a really kind of cozy space. Mm-hmm. For sure. Like it's a nice selection of books from like really young, like, you know, kids that are probably, you know, maybe not even walking yet, to, mm-hmm. you know, 4 or 5, 6-year-old kids, and maybe even a little bit older with some of the learned reading books over there.
We did plan some stroller parking underneath the staircase that we're standing on top of.
So. Yes.
Oh, really?
So there's good space for strollers right underneath the stairs.
That's really smart.
For the parents, and then nice adjacency to kind of, this is the young reader, mm-hmm. The board books and picture books and all of that. And then right at the base of the steps is the early reader in the middle grade.
Okay.
So it goes into those light chapter books, graphic novels for
sure.
Kids, and then into the bigger chapter books right here. So it's all kind of near each other, but it's fun. It's a place where if I was a kid, I would want to hang out. I used to climb trees and read for hours when I was a kid. So this was kind of that without the idea that I might fall out of a tree.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And no mosquitoes up here.
No mosquitoes up here.
We wanted to make reading fun for kids again.
Yeah.
I don't think it's any surprise that kids aren't reading as much or as in depth anymore. And I'm sure that was the case for our generation compared to our parents' generation. So to us, the goal of the treehouse, the creating those bonds, but really the goal was make reading fun for kids. So it feels really good when kids run in and the first thing they do is go and say hi to Libby. And then they immediately sprint for the treehouse.
And how great is that as a kid? It's like, I get to go to the bookshop, I get to hang out with a really fun dog, and then I get to go hang out in the treehouse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In my own space.
Yeah. And we have adults that'll come up here too.
I believe it.
And they'll go through the kids' books and just hang out. And a lot of the kids' books as well are recommendations from parents and grandparents who had books when they were kids. Mm. So we try to carry a lot of the popular stuff, but also some of the classics that that the parents and the grandparents are familiar with.
What would one thing that you would maybe say was something that you didn't expect getting into this and going, you know, this is a dream for us. This is something that is certainly a passion project, it sounds like, but was there anything along the way that you were like, oh, well, that was a curveball?
The amount of boxes that we get on a daily basis.
That's
which is a good curveball to be thrown our way, but
they will sometimes send like one book in a box, and you're like, you couldn't have like thrown that into another box, you know. So there's definitely a lot of cardboard box breaking down that goes on.
Stickers. Our UPS man is either our best friend or our worst enemy. We're not sure yet, but
hey, how's it going, or you again?
Yeah, we like him. So
yeah,
he's great.
He's awesome. I think it's not really a curveball, it's been a really pleasant surprise, is I heard from a lot of people when we were going to open, when we had been talking about this idea, people don't read anymore. Nobody reads books. Who needs a book? And I'm a very avid reader. Mm-hmm. You know, you live in a small town. How many people are you really going to capture? You need people to be continuously coming in there. And there are so many people that come in like literally every single week. And the amount of people that want to have a recommendation, have a hard copy of a book, have a special order a book that we don't carry, but they heard something about and they really want. Just having that, the community engagement and continuous nature of that has been really cool. I wouldn't necessarily call it a curveball, but yeah, I wasn't quite expecting the amount of just overwhelming support we have received.
Well, that's a great thing to have.
And people saying, well, I don't really read anymore, but I'll try this. And then seeing them come back is great.
Yeah. When you talked about like some of the different things, you know, wanting to eventually sell records and already having what wine and different things like that. I mean, I think wine pretty much makes everything better. So
sitting down with a glass of wine and a book is my ideal day.
But we've also partnered with, and I say partnered because that's how we see it, but we've partnered with Sydney and Kyle from Obstinate Tastes, and we carry a handful of non-alcoholic craft mocktails and stuff, and that's been really popular.
Well, that's cool.
You know, that's a local business that offers something unique and different, and has been accepted very well in the bookshop.
As well as the three like local craft breweries with Hopfly, Resident Culture,
Birdsong,
and Birdsong right now.
Anything else that I didn't ask about that you wanted to talk about? Because I always like to try to end with that, because sometimes something will pop up and it's like, he missed that, or like, why wouldn't he ask about that?
We are really excited to get the vinyl in and expand into that. It's nice to have a place in town that has just, I mean, books, yes, but also gifts and just different things, candles. Our stationery just came in, which I'm really excited for. We have puzzles, things like that. Just having a place where you can grab any sort of gift for somebody in your life is nice.
We will be careful what we share right now, because we got some confirmations and workings, but we're excited to announce our book clubs that we're coming up with. So we'll have either two or three book clubs. We'll be announcing those over the next month, and we're excited for what those are. We hope they're a little bit unique and they're impactful to our community and to the other businesses around Main Street Belmont. And we're really excited about that. Stay tuned.
Absolutely.
No, I mean, yeah, there's just different events and we're just excited. I don't know how to describe it. It's just been overwhelming. Like, it's been great. We invested in this idea, and we put everything we have into what we put into this, because we believed it was right for the community and it would be well received in Belmont. I'd be the first to admit, just as well as Christina just alluded to, that we're very grateful and appreciative to the how it's been received.
Yeah.
That, I think, has blown us away. Even with the expectation that it would be something the community wanted, the outpour of thank yous and excitement that we've experienced has really meant a lot to both Christina and I.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it seems like in order to have a vibrant downtown, you've got to have places where people are going to want to go and not just pop in for 5 minutes, but stay.
Yeah.
And I mean,
oh my gosh.
And come back to.
Yeah.
And that we need to give a shout out to the DB, Downtown
Yep.
Belmont
Yep.
Development Association. I mean, the team, Phil, Cassidy, Al, Joe, Jennifer, I mean, it's just been unbelievable. And I'm not, as much as I just said how much we're excited and the community has been excited to have us here, I'm not sure any of that is really happening the way it's happening without the efforts of the city mm-hmm. and the planning staff mm-hmm. that's gone into making Main Street Belmont what Main Street Belmont is. Mm-hmm. I think that's a huge shout out. And Al Wall, I mean, Al and Susan Wall have been our biggest cheerleaders, and Al's painted this wall twice. We're going to dedicate it as a wall because he just showed up and he wanted to paint or he wanted to help. And so I said, okay, let's paint this wall.
Right.
And we originally painted it a different color and I didn't like it. Christina didn't like it. So we came back and Al said, what else can I do? And I said, we can repaint that wall.
He's like, okay, I'm on it.
The good news is we didn't have to paint bookshelves. So,
that's true.
That's true.
I think it was a fair trade-off for him. But Al and Susan, just everybody in this community that we've met and become friends with through this process, Allison and John. Yeah. I mean,
there have been several people that we did not know before opening this that have stopped by and said, I want to volunteer. I want to help.
Kathy.
What can I do?
Wow.
Kathy Norris, like coming in, just saying, I'll help you unbox. I will help you clean. I will help you sticker books. Like there was, my aunt came to help us get ready before we opened. And there was, I think, five people, in the shop that were just complete volunteers, strangers before this process started.
That's
and,
incredible.
They believed, you know, in us in the bookshop and wanted to be sure that we were a success, and they have now become great friends. And that's amazing to me.
It's just validation that what you're doing, you're all this work and money and time and energy that you're putting into something
to create a better community
for the community is it's just validation that, yeah. that it's paying off and that people want it and like it and you're adding value to other people's lives.
Well, and it's especially true here because it's like so much of Charlotte's growth from the metro area is kind of spilled into, you know, Gaston County or Cabarrus mm-hmm. or Union County. And, you know, it can be just as easy to treat it like a bedroom community.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to have, you know, like you said, the sense of place to for people to really start to own and to call their own, I think is such a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, Brian and Christina, thank you so much. Thank you to the hostess with the mostest here who is back awake and following us around. And if you want to come to downtown Belmont, check out Belmont Bookshop. And you guys are on the web. You're on social media, so people can find you there, too.
Yep. So our Facebook and Instagram is just belmont.bookshop. And website is belmontbookshop.com. Email is belmontbookshop@gmail.com. So we got pretty lucky with the names there.
Good branding.
Yep. which has been great. But we're on all of the social and we'll be starting a newsletter pretty soon as well.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for taking us around, for taking the time. And we appreciate everybody for listening to another edition of the Savvy Citizen Podcast. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We want to thank Brian and Christina again for hosting us here at the Belmont Bookshop. Kicking off today, on the day that this podcast came out, is the Greater Charlotte Book Crawl. And Belmont Bookshop is participating in that, along with nearly 20 other bookshops in the Greater Charlotte region. Goes from Cabarrus County, Iredell, Rowan, Union County, York County down in South Carolina, and then obviously Mecklenburg and Gaston counties as well. So the Greater Charlotte Book Crawl takes place from April 1st to April 30th. You get a chance to visit all of these different great independent bookshops that are across the Greater Charlotte region. You can download, you can print out your book crawl passport
You can obviously get them at any of the independent bookstores that are participating in this. And that not only includes the Belmont Bookshop, but it also includes Cleary's, which is in Mount Holly. And they also opened in late 2023. Another great addition to the independent bookstore scene here in Gaston County. Make sure to swing by. Visit all these different bookshops. You've got the entire month of April to do so. Those that visit all the different bookshops across the region and get their passport stamped can then get a limited edition 2024 Book Crawl Finishers tote bag. There's also different prizes, gift cards that you can win at some of the bookstores. So it's a great chance just to really explore that independent bookstore scene in the region. Thanks so much for listening to this week's edition of the Savvy Citizen Podcast. We'll see you next week.